in an affordable pre-owned motorhome, travel trailer, or folding camper, and make every weekend a mini vacation. Check us out at buyearlyrv.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It's time you changed your perception of Gold's Gym. We've spent over 50 years defining fitness, and now we're reinventing it. With personal fitness profiles backed by 3D body scanning technology, traditional and digital personal training options, and new studio offerings that go past a simple class, Gold's Gym has evolved so you can transform your life. Come in today and let one of our fitness experts build your customized 30-day fitness plan absolutely free. Experience change with Gold's Gym.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with this same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our GE appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our GE savings on to you.
Gateway says, arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Tuesday, January 23rd, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against VCU at 8 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus VCU, Tuesday, January 23rd at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit SLUBillikens.com.
I always found this song to be scary. It's got a very creepy, scary sound.
It does have a sort of ominous beginning, I'll give you that.
Maybe it's, supposed to have. On the line, let's sell some Chevys. What do you think? John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Doing terrific today. I'm finally... broken the chains of whatever that flu-like thing was that so many people had. That was a 3-week deal. And
now that's, you know, it's scary. You know, we tried telling everybody, don't come to work. Okay, stay at home. Stay at home if you're not feeling good. And people they want to make money. You know, the employees, the teammates at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, God love them. They still want to come in. The red eyes, the red nose. Sneezing all over the place, you're like, yo, home. But it's terrible. And I think the state of Missouri's been one of the worst hit states with the flu bug.
I got a friend that got it, and again, it's not the most miserable I've ever been. It's just that you're just miserable enough that you just don't care. You know? So this friend goes to the emergency room, You know what they told him? It'll be 9 hours before we can see you. They had like 80 people in there with this stuff. So he left and went to an urgent care. But thank goodness, it's over.
You get the flu? That's great. Do you get the flu shot?
No, but I don't get the flu. This is the first time I've ever gotten this, and I don't believe in the flu shots. Don't email me, folks. I know I'm not a doctor.
I don't either.
I just personally don't believe in it. And here's another thing. They have shingles shots, too. Well, I had the shingles. Let me tell you something. That's very, very...
shingles?
Well, you'll understand why in a minute, because we're talking about the flu shot. I had a buddy who had the shingles, and he called and he said, oh, my goodness, hope that you never get this. But then I did get it. Now, he called me back to tell me he had gotten the shingles shot. They won't give you the shot until the shingles is absolutely completely out of your system. So he got the shot, and he got shingles again worse than the first time. So much for the shots.
So much for the shots. I tell you what we're doing, though. We're giving people shots of love. Londoff Love at Londoff Chevrolet. That's what we're giving you, shots of love. It won't hurt. It's just you got to come in or email us or call us. Great deals. This weather has been bringing people out. We had a great weekend. We're having a great day today. I think people really had cabin fever with the coldest weather we've had in a long time. And so we had just a lot of great AM and PM customers coming out buying cars. That's the thing about the AM and the PM crowd. They come in, they buy. You know, they're not window shopping. They're not like wasting. They're like, all right, we've researched. We've gone online at lawndoff.com. We've heard Frank make fun of you for all these years. We feel sorry for you, Johnny. And then they look at me and they see the nose. They're like, yeah, we really feel sorry for you now. So we're going to give you a great, great, great deal and buy another car, or truck, or van, or SUV.
Well,
so.
I never realized that till now that our listeners were giving you business because they felt sorry that you're being made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's okay. If that's why they're coming in, fine.
It's what you do, buddy. It's okay. You know what? And I kind of like it. I don't know if you know it, but I really do.
Oh, I think you do, yeah.
All right.
If we stopped making fun of you, you wouldn't know what to do. You would not
know what to do.
You'd go, what's wrong? Is something wrong? Nobody's made a comment about my nose or anything.
I'd be hurt. I would just be. I can't even talk about it.
I think we missed Johnny's Matthew McConaughey impersonation. He just went, all right.
I did miss it.
Yeah.
See what Frank does to Johnny. What Frank does to Johnny is there's another '80s song. Since Limey started off the bumper with an '80s music, there's a very fine line between pleasure and pain, and Frank knows what that line is for Johnny Landoff. Pleasure,
wow.
to where he doesn't suffer mental pain.
Whoa.
Oh, you made it sound like I take him into my sex dungeon or something.
Pretty deep. If the shoe fits.
We're talking about how great the AM and the PM crowd is. We're talking about how awesome they are. How they come out and buy. You need to be talking about dungeons and stuff. That's good.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Spooking me out. And I can tell you this much. We're busy. We can be busier tonight. We're open late tonight. I probably need to get going and talk to some more customers because, they want to shake the hand that has shook the hand of Frank O'Pinion.
Now, you sound like you're in a bathroom stall, except that I hear female voices. You're either in the ladies' room in a stall, or you're not in a bathroom stall.
I've got some customers here, and I need to get to them because they're ready to buy. Okay?
Okay, go get them. Give us a phone number. Go get them.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
Hi, John. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye.
Wasn't that good? Didn't it sound like he was in a bathroom?
Yeah, it did.
That was a little bit of an echo.
And I did hear women talking. Maestro, if we could, the Taylor Nickerson music.
Help, I need somebody. Help, help. Not just anybody. Help, help. You don't need someone.
Help. Right, here's how this is going to work. Taylor is going to talk tech talk to you. I'm going to give you two phone numbers. They both come right in here to 590. If you have an issue, you need to go ahead and call now because he's not going to talk that long. And Dan will be watching the phones. Here are the numbers. Again, anything about your phone, your computer, an app issue. Taylor Nickerson, wow. I had some issues. My screen wasn't working right for Dan's messages he typed in. This guy got to work on it. and came up with a solution. He knows some stuff. Here are the phone numbers, 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. Here's the other number, 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. Talk is 8255. Taylor's brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. There's not an electronic part to a Window World window. Nothing to go offline and not work. It's a window, but it's a great window and a great value. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Taylor Nickerson.
How we doing, Frank?
Fantastic. Thank you for all your help with the IM, which for the people who don't know, Dan's in a quarantined, isolated room because I guess once the owner met him, thought, ooh, we better put this guy in isolation. So we can't talk, really, like especially when we're on the air like right now. But right now, if Dan wanted to shoot a message to me, boom, it should come on the screen, and that was not working right. And Taylor Nickerson came to the rescue. What do you have for us today? Oh, calls are starting to come in.
They are, numbers. Yeah.
One more time, and then we'll let you say your piece. 314-821-0590. That's 821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. What do you got?
I will keep it short so we can get to calls. Today in tech history, I think this is always fun to share. On this day in 1984, Frank, you said that you, or have said many times, you are a student of advertising. Apple. I am. If I say Apple Computer 1984, does that mean anything to you?
Was that the Super Bowl commercial?
It absolutely was. On this day, and okay. I've got a really short clip of it. I'm going to play it real quick, and then just talk about it real quick, and then I'll move on.
Okay.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Now the question is, do you get the reference of 1984? Do you know what that means? Well, Limey's got to say
reference. It's reference to the book 1984.
That's absolutely right.
George Orwell?
That's absolutely right. The book 1984 was supposed to be this dystopian society that was ruled by Big Brother through a television screen. And if you go to YouTube and watch the ad, do you know the ad only played in full length one time? And it was during Super Bowl 28 in 1984.
And it was a weird ad.
Oh, it's
and,
really weird.
Well, and think about this. Nobody knew what they were talking about. Macintosh, what is that? We've never heard of it.
And that was the year the Macintosh came out, that year. So I thought that was pretty neat. One more thing. Calls are rolling in. One more thing. I've got a fun app if everybody wants to try it. It's the Google Culture and Arts app. If you've ever wondered if there is a work of art in a museum anywhere in the world that might resemble your face, I had a lot of fun with this the other night. You take a selfie of you or a picture of anybody else, and it will run a scan of every artwork. Well, not every artwork, but almost every artwork.
Major art.
In every museum in the world and give you a match.
What's it called again?
Google Culture and Arts.
Culture.
Yep, and you can. There's a feature on there. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it will do a match of your face to any artwork in major museums throughout the world. It's fun. It's kind of a time killer, but I thought I would share that with people as well.
All right. Here's the deal with me. I'm going to do it. I'll download it. I'll play with it. But so what? I mean, so what if I find a painting, and in the painting, that guy kind of looks like me. I'm sure that there's somebody who sort of looks like me in a painting somewhere.
Right.
So what?
Yeah, it's just more for fun. More for fun. Okay. Yeah, and this something you shared last week about Apple. They're going to invest $350 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years through investments, and they said they're going to add 20,000 new jobs. So how about that? Good for Apple.
Good for Apple. Way to go, President Trump. The one person who never gets mentioned.
Good for Apple and good for everyone involved in that situation, that's for sure. And I'm ready to help some AM and the PM listeners.
All right, let's do it. We have some lined up, and once more, the number 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Marcia is here. Marcia, say hi to Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
Good. AM and PM. Hallelujah. Okay, I have a question about my husband and I both have iPhones, and we've had them for years. But just recently, and I can't even tell you when this happened, you know how at the App Store it tells you when you have updates to various apps
Correct.
That you currently have? Okay, he on his phone, it shows 10 updates. And when I look at them, they're not apps that he has, but they're, in fact, apps that I have on my phone. And I'm not getting any notification for updates, but he's getting them on his phone, but he doesn't even have the app.
Okay.
How does that work?
Well, give me a rundown of maybe some things that you tried so far to solve this problem.
I haven't tried anything because I didn't know where to even start.
Okay. Do you guys use the same Apple ID to sign in on both phones?
No. He has his own Apple ID, and you know, and I don't even know an instance where we would ever sign into an Apple ID.
Okay. Have you tried simply signing out of the Apple ID, of your Apple ID, signing back in? You know, my theory to a lot of things is the KISS theory, keep it simple. And I won't say the last letter because I wouldn't call you that. But
I have a question. And Marcia, are you both on the same plan?
Yes.
All right. That's the problem. But there's a setting. And I don't know exactly. She could Google and find it. You can go in and tell your phone that you want to share whatever you. For example, Marcia, if I download a song, it pops up on my wife's list of music.
Correct.
If she downloads a song, this is exactly what's happening with this other stuff. There's a setting where you can disable that. So that your stuff doesn't jump on his phone, and it's as simple as going into the settings. And I'm sorry, I don't know right now how to tell you where it is, but if you Googled it, you know, how to stop sharing apps and info on two iPhones at the same time.
Well, that's sort of correct and sort of not. My assumption is that, and I'm talking to Frank right now, my assumption is that you and your wife probably have a family Apple Music plan. Is that correct if I say that?
No, we don't have an Apple Music plan.
Okay. So that is an instance where things can be shared back and forth. It is a little curious, though, that he's getting updates for apps that aren't on his phone. I'll tell you
and
what I'm going to have you
have
do.
He doesn't have any of my music either. I have like 200 songs. He has zero.
Okay.
Okay, then Taylor's right. And he should be right. He's the tech guy. This is something else.
I'll tell you what I'm...
Did she say something about Google Art? Is that what it was? Or Google...
She had said that her husband is getting notifications for updates for apps that actually aren't on his phone.
Oh, okay. Because someone called and said that they had heard that the Google, is it Art or...
The Google Arts and Culture app
Arts
that I
and
shared?
Culture app mm-hmm. is a... there's a problem with privacy with it. That's what they've heard.
Oh. Well, that's can always be an issue when you're obviously sharing pictures. But I'll tell you what I'm going to have you do, Marcia, is go ahead and shoot me an email. If you get this issue to pop up again, go ahead and take a screenshot of it. Do you know how to take a screenshot on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and take a screenshot of it and shoot me an email, and I'll tell you what, I'll look into it for you and see if we can come up with a solution. I guarantee it won't be tough, and I guarantee it'll be, like Frank said, a setting, but we might have to look into it a little bit to figure out your issue. Do you have my email address?
No.
It is. It's pretty easy to remember. It's TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
Taylor on Tech. Okay.
Yep, and just shoot me.
Marcia. Yes. Marcia, when you watch porn, does it show up on your husband's phone?
No, he'd like that, but no, it doesn't. Of course, the only porn I watch anymore is pornographic enough.
I see. The Limey decided to put something over what you just said. The only porn you watch is what?
Shameless. That's on Netflix, and that's pornographic enough.
Oh my goodness, Marcia, we watched that. That is the most disgusting, dysfunctional bunch of people I have ever seen. And even though you and I can't relate to anything in that family, you can't stop watching it.
No, it's a train wreck. You got to. I'm so hooked. I'm in the last season now, like episode 3, and I can't wait to get home. You know.
Yeah, well, you'll see later on. They have an agenda, political agenda, sexual agenda, and they're trying to preach some things to people, but it's tremendous acting. It's William H. Macy, for those who don't know, and that gal who plays Fiona, the dark-haired gal, who's really pretty. I don't know what her real name is. No, I'm with you. It's disgusting. It's filthy, but you can't stop watching. Marcia, good luck with your problem. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia.
You bet. Let's go to Joe. Joe, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How about you?
Not too bad. Hey, I got an easy question for you. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about a Fire Stick?
Correct.
My question is, if I have a smart TV, do I need one of those?
That's a great question. The question I would ask you is, so the Fire Stick works off of Amazon Video, obviously. It's an Amazon product. Does your smart TV have Amazon Video and an app for that built in?
Yes.
Then you do not need the Fire Stick. Your TV will do the same thing. And I bet that your TV also has extra apps built in, like Netflix, maybe Hulu, maybe an HBO. Also the YouTube app as well. So
right.
No, your TV is set up, ready to go, and you're good. You don't need the extra Fire Stick.
Great. That's all I needed.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Thanks.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. That was a great question, too, because this Fire Stick, Dan Strauss just got it.
Yeah.
And it's something a lot of people are using now is they're getting rid of Dish, they're getting rid of DirecTV, they're getting rid of Spectrum.
Yep.
And they just rely on, because with a Fire Stick or with Apple TV or with Roku, you can get ABC programming, NBC, CBS programming. You can get Amazon, you can get Netflix, you get all that stuff.
Right.
And I don't know what plans the Dish or DirecTV or Spectrum people have, but you better get on it. Because every day people are, as they say, cutting the cord.
Yep, and that was a way when those streaming services first came out to sort of make a TV smart, but now almost every TV that's on the market now is already a smart TV with numerous apps on there. You've got your Netflix and your Hulu and your Amazon, and they're ready to go. Just hook them up to Wi-Fi.
See, I pay a couple hundred dollars a month for DirecTV. And through DirecTV, I can't get Amazon. I can't get Netflix. I can't get that stuff.
Correct.
Now, the only thing you lose, I believe, with a Fire Stick is you can't get local news. Get a $50 antenna. Go to that different source, change the source on your TV, and watch the local news in high definition with an antenna. And now you're paying nothing monthly for any of this.
Yeah.
It's over. You buy the Fire Stick, you buy the Apple TV, you buy an antenna, you're done.
Yeah,
you're
done. Absolutely are. My wife and I, actually, we cut the cord, and we're probably less than 2 miles from Shrewsbury. And if anybody's familiar with where most of the TV towers are in the area, they're in Shrewsbury. They're really, really tall towers. They're about 1,500 feet in the air. I got a $10 antenna from Walmart, and we get perfectly crystal clear signal for all our locals, and then we stream the rest of it. It's great. It's wonderful.
Now, I don't even know the answer to this. Do you pay for Netflix? I mean, now you can get it. It's in your smart TV, but do you pay a monthly
You have to have a login, so you have to have an email address and a password, and so that's what you pay Netflix for. Is the monthly access $9.99 or $12.99? I guess they've increased it to.
Okay, so what I said is not exactly true. You are paying something, but it's nowhere near what you were paying.
Oh gosh,
all that stuff you didn't even want to watch anyway.
Oh,
let's get Ken in here. Ken, say hi to Taylor.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Ken.
Welcome. Hey, I've got a question. I am building a residence / shop down in rural Missouri, and it's going to be a complete metal building, and I'm being told that my cell service is going to be horrible when I get inside the building because it's going to have a metal roof, metal sides, and everything. And I was told that there are boosters that you can put on side of your building and to bring the service into the house, and then it spreads the service throughout the house or the shop or whatever I'm going to be in there. And I was just wondering if Taylor could recommend one of those boosters if you knew anything about them.
They're out there. They're not cheap. I tell you what, the cheapest one that you're probably going to find is in the $200 to $300 range. If I were you, I would go to your nearest electronics store and just tell them. It's going to really depend on how far away you are from the nearest tower, you know, the materials of the building, and those are kind of questions that maybe I can't answer. I do know there's a Wilson is a company that is an electronics company that makes cell signal boosters, but you would best serve yourself to go to a store and just explain to them exactly where you're at, how far away from a tower you are, and then they'll be able to tell you, you know, maybe you don't need the $1,000 one, maybe you only need the $500 one that is going to do what you need. So that's what I would suggest. But Wilson is a great company that does that. The Wilson Pro 1000 actually advertised up to 32 times stronger signal. If that's something that you need. But then it's again, it's
I have really good service there. It's in rural Missouri, but I have, you know, it's about 100 miles south of St. Louis. I have really good service now, you know, 4G, LTE, all that kind of stuff. But when I get inside a metal building, you know, it goes away. And
Ken, you said somebody told you this. Have you experienced it? Did you test it yourself to see that you won't have a signal?
I haven't experienced it myself yet because I don't have the building built yet, but the guy who is building my building for me, he's built several of these, and he was forewarning me, because we weren't going to have a landline or anything down there. He was just forewarning me that we probably needed to do something, you know.
Well, the key word is probably. If you could, anywhere near there, go into a similar building or comparable building, you may not need that at all.
Right.
You really don't know yet.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, it might be one of those things where you just try it out. And who knows, you might have... And most buildings, even with that sort of metal material being built, if you go to a wall or to a door or a window, you can get... signal, and I'm not sure exactly, you know, if you're just
so
going to...
We're talking a 60 by 80 building here, so it's a pretty big building.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't want to walk to the window every time you want to go.
Right.
I'm just saying, you don't know conclusively that you won't have a good signal in there. So if there's a comparable or similar building, I'd go in there and walk through it with the phone to see.
Can you get a booster?
My other option was to put, put a shingled roof on, but the cost of that was like an extra $5,000 to do that.
No, heck.
So
no,
if I can spend $500 on a booster, that's the route I'm going to go.
Sure.
You bet. All right, Ken, good luck. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Blaine, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor.
Hi, Blaine. How are you?
Frank.
Thank you, Blaine.
Hallelujah. Hey, Tim, I had Windows 10 update come in the other day on my computers, and when I did the update for them, the computers will not log on to the internet anymore. I've tried everything I know to do. Shut them down, restart them. Is there a problem with Windows 10 update?
That's a good question. I haven't heard any, but I can definitely look into it for you. When did you do the update, you said?
I did both computers about a week and a half ago. I did one night. I thought the computer took a dump. So I got the other computer out. It came up, did the same thing. And within a day, they both won't come online. They'll fire up, but they won't connect to the internet. I've got good internet connection at the house.
Okay. And have you tried multiple web browsers or only one web browser?
I'm just using the Edge thing they've got on there?
Okay.
I believe it is.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to have you do is shoot me an email. My email is taylorontech@gmail.com. And if you want to go ahead and describe that problem to me again, I will look into it. And because personally, right now, off the top of my head, I have not. We used Windows 10 at my work, and we haven't had any issues. So it might be maybe something with your update. Maybe you'll have to go back a version and then redo the update or something like that. But we'll look into it and we'll get it fixed for you. Just shoot me an email, taylorontech@gmail.com, and we'll get it figured out for you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Frank, for your help.
All right, and thank you for listening. That was Mike, I believe.
No, that was Blaine.
Blaine, well, shoot. You know what's really great news? Look at these phones. They're finally finding us and either memorizing these phone numbers or putting them in the contact list. So thank you, folks, for making a point to remember these two phone numbers, one which is, to me, not real easy to remember. So we're glad this is all finally working. Let's get Mike in here. Mike, say hi to Taylor.
Hey, what's going on? AM and PM.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Thank you.
Great. I am trying to figure out a good antenna, and I'm in Ferguson Cool Valley, so that's why they call it Cool Valley. It's low.
And so you're.
And I've tried a Sony. I've tried RCAs.
And you're. I'm assuming you.
I can't get the local channel.
Okay, and television. Television. You're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so Ferguson, you're about, like I just mentioned a little bit ago, most of the TV towers for our local stations are in Shrewsbury. Now, they are about 1,500 feet tall, but sometimes you can still get into valleys where the signal might not be as good. Have you tried an amplified antenna yet?
Yes.
And still no luck?
I've tried all kinds of shit.
Mike, you can't say that word. Hold on.
I got you.
Mike, let me ask you this. Are you using the antenna inside the house or outside the house?
I've tried inside.
But have you tried on
really
the roof?
I've really tried it outside.
Let me just share the story.
I got a little pretty cheap one. I can put some foil on and it'll work sometime.
Let me just share the story with you. 31 years ago, when I moved in my house 31 years ago, there was no cable, there was no, everybody had an antenna, and we could not get decent reception because I had the antenna in the attic. I started with an antenna on the TV, like a rabbit ears thing. Then I went in the attic with a real antenna. Nothing. Still was not right. I had a company come out and mount it on the roof outside the house. Boom! Crystal clear. Every one of them. So my first suggestion would be, get an antenna, even if it's on a temporary pole, outside
that
house.
Right, and I did that with, I think it was RCA, kind of looked like an airplane fin, you know? I did put it on a roof, but I didn't put it on a pole.
Well, okay. You may get just enough elevation that way to get past whatever the obstacle
is. You, like Frank said, you will be surprised how much it changes if you elevate it. If you put it on.
Well, yeah, I get that, but I mean, they all say, man, you can be anywhere. I can't even get five channels constantly.
Can I ask what direction generally you? Because that does matter. In which direction you point the antenna? You know, you should point it.
I tried it all over the place.
Okay, okay, but yeah, but still, Ferguson shouldn't be an area where you shouldn't. Shouldn't lose signal. I tell you what, if you want to shoot me an email, I can look into it for you. We can hopefully figure something out for you. It's taylorontech@gmail.com. taylorontech@gmail.com. I'll look into it for you and hopefully get you a good answer to get you some television signal.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a great day.
Mike. Thank you, Mike. We'll probably close it out here with Mark. Mark, say hello to Taylor.
Hey, gang, AM and PM.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Taylor. I just wanted to share my experience with the cell phone booster deals. I'm actually with Sprint. We were having issues when we moved to a different home with signal. You know, we don't have a home phone, which a lot of people don't nowadays. But so I actually called Sprint. Got the runaround a little bit. It took three phone calls. First they denied that such a thing existed, and then the next person told me they were out of stock, and then the next person said they were currently unavailable. But eventually I got around to it that they said, okay, we do have boosters, and then Sprint actually sent me free of charge a cell phone booster, which has been working out fantastically. So they do exist, just don't, if you, whatever your carrier is. I have a friend that is with Verizon as well, and he had the same issue, and he called Verizon, and they actually supplied him with a booster. So if you call them and try to address your issue, just don't give up, and eventually they'll hopefully give in and send you a booster.
Mark, let me ask you, in the first part of your conversation, did you say you just needed the booster because where you live, the cell signal is weak, or is it a building issue, inside a building?
Cell signal was weak. But the thing with it is, you put it in a window or position it at a window, facing, you know, south or wherever the tower might be, you know, they'll instruct you on that. But then it'll pull through the glass versus trying to pull through the metal of the building.
Frank, I think I know what you're going to say. The signal in the first caller's area was good. Right. He's just building a building that might block the signal, as opposed to being in an area where there is no signal where a booster could help. Is that the direction you were going to go?
Yeah, Mark. If the area you're in just the signal is weak, no, whether you're standing outside or you're in a building. I doubt in the other guy's case they're going to give him a booster, because what he's doing is he's killing the signal himself.
Right.
It's not their problem.
Right.
Sure. In your case, they want your business, so they're going to boost it for you. I doubt that they'll pay for the other guy's booster and give it to him.
Well, sure, I get that, but I can walk down, I can walk my dog down the street, you know, and then I've got a good signal. It's just kind of a goofy spot. But
that's okay.
Building, I need a booster.
No, that's okay. Know? If it's a residence, if it's the land your house is on, forget the house, and that signal is not good, that's altogether different than putting a metal building up where the signal is great. He's blocking the signal. And I think that's the issue that a company would have in doing for him what they did for you. But it's good to know, because I'm glad you called, because people who are in signal's marginal, maybe the carrier can give them a booster and everything will be fine.
Sure.
And as I stated, they didn't necessarily want to turn loose of it. It took three phone calls, and then finally, and then 2 days later, it was on my doorstep, so.
We tried to use Verizon where I live, where my home is, and it was just crappy signal. And I had a contract, and they wanted me to run the contract out. And then I called a friend who said, hey, no, have them come out there and test that where your house sits for the signal strength. And you, sure enough, they did. And they called me and said, you're right. It's not a great signal. You're out of your contract. That's all it is.
There you go.
Wow.
So I'm glad you called, because we just educated a lot of people about a couple of things. Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening.
Sure. Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. We can have Mr. Nickerson's theme music if you want. That's a great segment. And my goodness, look at the calls. Thank you for the calls. We'll do it every Monday. Taylor will be here. Give him your email address one more time.
It is taylorontech@gmail.com. And everybody have a great week.
All right. Taylor Nickerson, everybody. To my Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. And unlike boosters or antennas, it doesn't matter what direction the window is facing. See, it'll be a great window no matter where you put it. You know what feels good? We started here October 2nd. We had all kinds of bugs to get worked out. And we just had also ourselves just become comfortable with all of this. It's all different. It's new. And I'm not kidding. The last couple of weeks, it just seems to me everything's falling into place. I get lots of emails. People like Limey. A couple of exceptions. But that accent was a little off-putting, because we just weren't used to an accent like that. I'm just telling you. And like anything else, you give it a little time, and not only can you accept it, you like it, and you're used to it. Same thing with Tim. Tim Woodburn was never part of this show for the last 20 years. But the lesson here is, you give anything a little time. You don't, you know, 2 days in, it sucks, I don't like this guy. Give it some time. It's like the son-in-law you didn't think you liked, and now you can't imagine not having him in the family. Just give it time. And you did. And now everything's fallen into place. So Taylor will be back next Monday. Tomorrow, Dan Buffa will be here to talk about movies. Now, we didn't do a Burke segment. We got a couple of minutes. Does anybody have anything to say?
Nope, I got nothing today.
Okay. Nobody? Once? Twice? Nothing?
I'm good, Frank. I think I educated you on the slang website for you to do your homework on before tomorrow's show, before the next rapper dies.
And you know what? Give me that site again.
I just closed it off.
Something wiki, rap wiki something.
Rap wiki something. WikiLeaks.
It's rap.wikia.com.
Wikia?
Yeah.
Wikia. Like IKEA, but Wikia.
No, like a short...
W-I-K-E-A, I'm guessing,
I-A,
right?
No, I-A, like Wikipedia.
Oh,
it's a shortened version of Wikipedia. Rap.wikia.com.
Oh, Wikia.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Frank...
Rap.wikia.com.
Yep, and you'll be a rap-talking talk show host in 5 days if you study that site, Frank.
Well, that is my dream, to be a rap talker. I'll tell you that right now. That's what I have wanted to do.
One thing.
All right. Oh, the Burke segment is alive and well. Here's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I put a couple of videos of several different songs that our band does on our Facebook page.
The Southside Saturns?
The Seventh Planet Band. Seventh Planet Band. I put some videos on there of snippets of songs that we do and examples. If anyone wants to bid on the band to for the Window World Cares.
Actually, that's a good idea, because if somebody's going to shell out, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 for a private concert, invite all your friends. Dan's band, it's not his band, but he and the rest of the Sons of Seven will
Seventh Planet Band.
You know, every time he talks about your band, he's like one word off of calling you serial killers. Like every time he says, I think he's calling you the Southside Rapists.
Yeah.
And then I think he's going to start calling you the Sons of Sam. It's like every time.
Oh, that's a good. I like that Sons of Sam band. That's a good. But here's the deal: you can have it in your backyard. You can have it in your backyard in the summer or the fall. You can have it at a little place you rent out, a hall. Maybe you're an elk belong to VFW. But the band, no charge. And what we're doing is and tell your other band members how much we appreciate this. This is all for the Window World Trivia Night coming up in May. We want to raise more money than any other show or station, and we do every year. So, look, you spend $3,000 or whatever. You got the whole band. How long do you guys play? Four hours, usually.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Holy crap. Let's make it three. Let's take advantage of them too much. Make it 3 hours, okay? And if you absolutely want four, you just kick in a couple more bucks, you get 4 hours. And you got your own... My goodness, you're throwing a party and going, by the way, we got a live band. And all of the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital, thanks to Window World. And Window World Cares, the charitable arm. So that's a great idea that you put little snippets of the band performing. And that, for those who don't know, is at facebook.com/AM in the PM.
Yeah. And it's amazing. You guys don't know one song, and you can play that song for 3 hours.
Oh, I know.
That's incredible.
It's really how you
just do that.
But it's a really good song.
Yeah.
I do have something for the Burke segment, actually.
All right. And now, with his contribution, here is Trevor Limey Phillips.
Well, this is something that I'm currently experiencing. I have got 2 minutes of business to do, but I don't know how to tell my colleagues that I have 2 minutes of business to do, and I would really like them to be quiet so I can move along. What do you think I should do?
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's saying that he wants to, he can't figure out how to tell us that he has 2 minutes of business to do.
You mean
well done, Dan.
Yeah, yep. Commercials, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you just wanted us to shut our mouth for 2 minutes while you spoke.
I would, no, I just need to get some business out of the way.
Well, then you just did it. The dilemma, it is a dilemma no more. You just did it. So I know what you need, and we'll make it work.
He's got new boots on today, Frank. He's a different man.
He is, yes.
All right. Did anybody watch the SAG Awards last night?
No.
It's like the worst award show I've ever seen. The worst writing. It's just the worst. You know, these people, how many awards do they need to make them feel more special?
Is this about boobs?
Well, there were plenty of boobs.
The SAG Awards. I get it. I think Madonna won this year.
Goodness. It was horrible. It was horrible. What I don't understand is you got all the money in the world. You're usually pretty good looking. Exceptions, Steve Buscemi, William H. Macy, not good looking. But you're a movie star. You got money and you got a big house or two or three in cars. What do you have to keep having people pat you on the back, call you on stage, and give you a trophy? My goodness, how many of these things are there? I bet there must be like 8 of these things. How much attention do these people need? Apparently a lot.
Yeah.
Movie stars and celebrities, they're weird. You know, they all act like they don't want they want privacy, and they but boy, do they love being famous and being movie stars.
And it's not just in Hollywood, Frank. Right before I started this show, I met a media member, a longtime media member in this town, who I was sitting there watching football and drinking Diet Coke, and he was intoxicated. And I don't think he realized that I knew who he was, but this guy wanted to go off and like literally hand me a business card, and he rattled off to me every Hall of Fame he's in, every award he's ever won. It just went on. It just went on and on and on and on and on. It was, and I was nice to the guy. He was an older guy. I remembered him. And it was just, some people just, that's their calling card. That's what says, hey, I've made it in life, is that I've won all these things.
Was it Larry Connors?
No.
and I would like to clear. I'd like
and to it, wasn't, make and it one, wasn't Mike Evans either.
I'd like to make one other thing clear. We've told the story more than once about a very well-known personality in St. Louis who, and this is a fact, went over to the East Side and paid strippers for their dirty socks. Mm-hmm. Don't email me and ask me who it is, because I'm not going to tell you. But I want to make it clear to the listeners that also was not Larry Connors.
Right?
No, it was.
Larry does not buy the socks, the dirty socks of strippers. So
he likes clean socks.
Yes, the clean socks of strippers before they wear them. No, that was somebody
I'm
else.
Kidding.
And again, don't email me and say who was the well-known guy that likes to sniff dirty socks.
He got a gun. Is this door locked?
The Playhouse is coming up, and in the Playhouse, I have a movie recommendation, and this is maybe one of the 10 best movies I've ever seen. I saw it this weekend. I'll tell you what it is in the Playhouse, and I think I can't imagine anybody not really enjoying this movie. We'll leave it there for now, but they'll be coming up in the Playhouse, and also a movie that I watched on Amazon, which I did not expect to like. But my wife suggested it, and she's really good about picking movies. And man, was this thing good. And it's not the kind of movie I would normally watch. So there are two things to hang on and keep you on the edge of your seat. Now, you don't have to be a movie star with a lot of money to have great security in the form of high-definition security cameras. You just need to know the name Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Because they put in security cameras for all budgets, small ones, big budgets, like 50 cameras. Maybe you need 3 cameras, 4 cameras. They'll also, and they're the experts at this, so they'll help you understand why they would recommend certain kinds of cameras in certain places. You might think you know where you want the cameras, but you might have overlooked something. And that's not to say they're going to try to add cameras. It's just that the placement is extremely important, whether it's inside or outside. And don't get sucked into this do-it-yourself box of cameras from Costco. My goodness, you can't imagine how many people there are that have those cameras, and they're just now sitting. Maybe they're actually put up, and they're not working. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, you're the one that chose to try to save a couple of bucks by buying those cameras and doing them yourself. Don't make that mistake. Let people do it who do it, who know what they're doing. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Don't forget, too, they also do a lot of this work. Proximity cards and keyless entry for businesses and for homes. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. GatewayLockandSecurity.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Prazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun.
Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's available for an exclusive price at Hotshot's throughout January. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them on HotShotsNet.com. Hotshot's, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Well, entering Gold's Gym, it was just a welcoming community. They really embraced me and helped me.